The following content is for informational purposes only and does not consider legal, tax, or investment advice. Past performance is not indicative of future results. All future projections, forecasts, or forward-looking statements are inherently uncertain and subject to change. Investing is limited to verified accredited investors under Rule 506C of the Securities Act. The SEC has not passed upon the merits of any offering by Chard Capital.
Welcome, investor, to The Deep Dive. Today, we're really cutting through some complexity for you. We're looking at energy infrastructure, specifically a partnership between Zura and Chard Capital Partners.
Yeah.
Now, it can be a bit opaque, this sector. Right. So our goal, give you a quick understanding of how their model works for BSS projects, battery energy storage systems. Basically, how do they build, operate, and importantly, govern these things together?
Right. And what's interesting here is how they've set it up for alignment right from the start. You've got Zura, they're the energy developer, the operator, they bring the technical know-how. And then Chard Capital, they're the exclusive capital partner, the fund manager, their focus, financial discipline, governance.
Okay, let's unpack that. Starting with Zura, you said they own the execution. What does that mean, like day-to-day for a project?
Yeah, own the execution is a good way to put it. Zura handles finding the right spots, the site sourcing. They do the detailed engineering designs, manage all the construction. And then they actually run the assets after the commercial operation date or COD. That's when it starts making money. They're the ones making sure it gets built and works.
Got it. So Zura builds and runs it. Now, Chard Capital. Where does he fit in? You mentioned safeguarding capital.
Exactly. So building on what Zura does on the ground, Chard Capital's job is to make sure the investment is, well, protected and performs. They bring together the capital from investors, handle all the necessary compliance, the reporting, and critically, they provide that governance layer across all the different projects, making sure things stay on track financially.
Okay, governance. Now, the source material mentions something specific. Board-level decision rights for Chard Capital at the project level. That sounds different from a typical lender or investor relationship.
It is different, and that's really key. This board-level role makes the alignment concrete. Chard Capital isn't just watching from afar. They're involved in key decisions. Shared approval on project scope, on timelines, any major changes. It really helps avoid those classic disconnects between the money side and the building side that can, you know, cause delays.
Okay, shared approval. Does that joint oversight ever risk, slowing things down? Sometimes too many cooks, right? Especially in energy where things move fast.
That's a fair question. And actually, this structure is designed to prevent that kind of slowdown. Because they have that shared decision-making right from the beginning, baked into the board structure, they sort of preempt the delays you get otherwise. Decisions can actually be faster, clearer, because both sides are already aligned on the goals. Plus, having standardized controls for spending, for schedules, for choosing vendors that catches costly problems before they happen.
Right. Avoiding problems proactively. The source calls this the governance advantage. There's an analogy in there, too, about pairing EV charging with battery storage to improve economics. So here, it's pairing Zura's execution with Chard Capital's governance to boost project quality.
Exactly. That governance advantage means you get disciplined budgets. You get timelines people are actually held accountable for. And it leads to repeatable results, which is crucial when you're building out a whole fleet of these assets. For you, the investor, this means you get access to projects through Chard Capital, knowing there's this robust oversight. You get clear reporting and confidence that Zura is hitting its operational marks, all within a system built for control.
So if we boil it down for the investor listening, the bottom line seems to be this two-gear model. You've got one gear, Zura, building and operating.
Yeah.
And the other gear, Chard Capital, protecting the investment and steering the big decisions.
That's a great way to summarize it. Two synchronized gears. And the whole point, the ultimate goal, is delivering reliable, scalable energy infrastructure, but doing it with really clear, investor-focused oversight on every single project. Predictability is built in.
Something to think about then. How might this kind of structured approach, linking capital so tightly with execution, change what you prioritize when looking at energy infrastructure investments going forward?